From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Charlie Houston is a Los Angeles-based writer known for his superhero comic books and crime novels. Alan Chews couldn't wait to get his hands on Houston's latest thriller called Skinner. Here's his review.
Charlie Houston's 2010 novel Sleepless bowled me over. What a powerful combination of combustible plot and fiery language. So here's his new novel in my hands. It's called Skinner, and it's a huge letdown. Skinner, of the title, is a high-level international bodyguard. He's made a career in what his customers call asset protection. Skinner's his nickname because his parents raised him as a grand experiment in one of those experimental environments made famous by the behavioral psychologist B.F. Skinner. Reward desired or good behavior, punish undesirable or bad behavior, and you'll make a great rat. Or child. That's the theory, anyway. Unfortunately for Skinner, his early life has turned him into a great killer as an adult. When there's a rumored threat coming out of India about a plot to destroy a large part of America's infrastructure, the secret powers that be hire a roboticist named Jay to find out the threat. They hire Skinner to protect Jay, and protect her he does. Guns go off, bodies fall, and happy for him, this lonely boy from the box falls in love with the roboticist, even as Western civil life seems to be coming down around their ears. All this comes to us tricked out in a blinding avalanche of 21st century event-packed rhetoric that sounds like a blend of William Gibson-ish future patter and Thomas Pynchon-y's conspiracy mash. Houston writes, "What has happened before are any number of things that feel similar. 9/11, the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, London subway bombings, Bombay attack, Madrid bombings, Asian tsunami, European heatwave, Darfur, Somali pirates, and so on, into a novel I couldn't wait to read and found terribly disappointing."
Charlie Houston's latest book, Skinner. It was reviewed for us by Alan Chews, who teaches writing at George Mason University.